morning, children.
Good morning.
I know you're looking forward to the weekend, and this weekend is going to be extra special. Does anybody know why?
No.
That's because it's Mother's Day this weekend. That's a special day when we let our moms know how special they are by doing nice things for them and by giving them gifts and cards.
What kind of gifts?
Well, Becky, there are lots of different kinds of gifts, but today we are going to make a Mother's Day gift ourselves.
What are we going to make?
We are going to make a lovely picture of a vase with flowers in it.
Are we going to draw it?
No, Thomas, this is going to be a special kind of picture, which we make by cutting out shapes and sticking them to a piece of paper.
That sounds hard.
Don't worry, I'll help you. First, the two of you will each have a large piece of paper. Here you go. One for Becky and one for you, Thomas.
Mine's a lovely pink color.
And mine's a lovely yellow color.
They are both lovely colors, aren't they?
What do we do now?
Next, we need a pair of special children's scissors each, a glue pot each, and we need all of those lovely colorful printouts.
What's in those?
Some of them have pictures of different flowers, some have pictures of leaves, and others have pictures of vases. We are going to use this to make our picture of a vase and flowers.
How?
I'll show you. First, you get one of these lovely blue patterned vases.
Those are pretty.
They are very fancy.
Great. So you have each chosen a vase. What we need to do now is cut out our vases so that we can use them to make our picture. To do that, we'll use our scissors. First, we pick up our scissors like this, with our thumb through this hole and our middle finger through the other hole. Now, place your pointing finger here so that you can hold them steady.
Like this?
Nearly, Thomas, but that's your ring finger. You need to use your middle finger. Also, move your thumb a little so that it faces upwards. That's it. Now your pinky finger should point at the floor. It's a little bit like when you shake hands with somebody.
Oh, I see.
Now you've got it. See how when you hold the scissors correctly, you can move your thumb and middle finger to open and close them.
Yes.
Great. So now we are going to cut our vase. We have to do this very carefully to make sure that we don't accidentally cut a part of the vase off. First, we place the bottom blade of our scissors underneath the paper like this, with the top blade on top of the paper. See how when I close the blades, it snips the paper?
Yes.
Yes, I see.
I've snipped the edge of the paper and now I am going to move the scissors up a little more until I reach the vase. See if you can do the same.
I've done it.
Oops, mine went a bit wobbly.
Not to worry. Great. So you both snipped up to the vase. Now, this is the tricky bit. You need to carefully cut around the vase without cutting into it. See how I move the scissors to go around the base of the vase?
This is hard.
Don't worry. Just take it slowly. That's great. You've both cut around one side of the vase. Now you need to go back down the other side.
Like this?
That's it. You're nearly there. And look, you've both cut out your vases.
What's next?
Now, we are going to glue our vases onto our background paper. We'll take the tops off our glue bottles and dab a little bit onto the back of our vases. Becky, you have a bottle which you squeeze for the glue, and Thomas, you have a glue stick, so you need to twist the bottom of the stick to make the glue pop up. We'll then carefully place the vase onto the paper and press down gently to make it stick.
Glue is sticky.
It is, but don't worry, it'll wash off. Right, now we have our vases, but there are no flowers in them. So now we need to add some flowers.
How?
Look how many different flowers we have here on this printout. Do either of you know what they are called?
No.
I only know the pink one. It's a rose.
That's right, Becky. Okay, let's see. We have a white chamomile, a white and purple carnation, a purple daisy, a yellow sunflower, and as you said, a pink rose. Each of you needs to choose a flower from this printout.
I'll have the purple daisy.
Mine the lovely yellow sunflower.
Great, you have your flowers. So just like the vase, you need to carefully cut them out. This is quite tricky, as there are a lot of petals, so you need to take it slowly.
Oops, I cut a petal off.
Not to worry, Becky, you only cut a little piece off. Great, now you both have your flowers, but they can't go in the vase like that, can they?
No, they can't.
What do you think they need?
They need the long green stick thing.
That's right, that's called a stalk, and we need a stalk to stick our flower onto, don't we? So let's make some stalks.
How?
We'll draw stalks for our flowers on this background paper using green crayons.
All right.
Great. Now we have our stalks and we can stick our flowers onto them.
I've done mine.
Well done. We need some more flowers in our vase though. First, we'll choose a flower head from this printout. I think this red one with the yellow center is for you, Thomas. And this purple one with the blue center is for you, Becky. Now we'll take this printout and choose a fancy flower to go in the middle. Let's see what kind of flowers we have here. Oh, here is a purple flower and a yellow one at the top, a red anemone and a purple pansy in the middle, and at the bottom there is a daffodil and a marigold.
I want the red anemone.
I'll have the daffodil.
Now, you have to cut out the flower heads and the flowers and draw some more stalks. Gosh, we are busy, aren't we?
Phew, that took a long time.
It did, didn't it? Now, you need to stick your flower head onto a stalk and then glue your fancy flower into the middle.
There, lovely flowers in a vase.
Oh, but we are not finished just yet, Thomas. I wonder what else our vase of flowers needs. Can you guess?
I don't know.
Oh, we need some leaves.
Well done, Becky. We need to cut out some leaves to stick onto the stalks of our flowers to finish off the picture. I have printouts here with lots of different kinds of leaves.
Can I have the pale green ones?
Of course you can.
I'll have the fancy spiky ones.
Wonderful. So let's cut out our leaves. Gosh, you are both getting very good at this.
I've cut out my leaves.
Me too.
Lovely. Now all you have to do is stick your leaves to the sides of the stalk.
Like this?
Maybe a little lower down, Becky.
I'm finished.
Great job, both of you. I'm sure your mothers will love their gifts.